What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of My Thoughts on This and Also on That. My name is Jeffrey Jocelyn. I'm an artist, singer-songwriter, producer, composer, maker of things. I realized in the last, depending on where this ends up in the lineup of podcasts, I haven't included my role, most important role, as a father, husband. These things by far outweigh all the other things I do, and they deserve their rightful place in the list, on top of the list. What am I going to talk about today? Today I'm going to talk about Trump. Yeah, that's right, folks. I'm talking about Trump. Now, before you start calling me a racist, misogynistic, homophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic, whatever the heck else, aphobic, I'd like you to hear me out. Hopefully by this point, I'm someone you have gotten to know on somewhat of a level and have come to respect on somewhat of a level, and so I'm not some rando dude trying to convince you of something that you think is so far-fetched. Most people that I deal with in real life give me the benefit of the doubt because they know me and realize I'm not coming out of left field, and they know that I'm not racist, I'm not homophobic or any of the other things. So they at least give me a shot and hear me out because they know that, like, I'm of good intent. So I hope you would extend me the same graces. I want to talk about Trump. I want to talk about how I came to hop on the Trump train, and then give you some perspective on the hierarchy, the greater, like the 50,000 foot view, because I think if you get lost down in the mud, it's a bit noisy, and I think there's some bigger things going on that hopefully I can make you aware of that are some of the reasons which I vote the way I did and vote the way I will. And the reason I support Trump and the things that are going on in this particular administration that's unlike any other time in history. So back, let's go back to Obama era. As most of you and as myself probably weren't that interested in politics, didn't care too much about politics, didn't do that much research. I also didn't put that much faith in government. I always kind of made the statement that my life and circumstances and outcome of my life didn't change depending on who was in office. That's always kind of the perspective I've held. So I didn't care so much. You know, I've always held to fairly conservative views, although I think one time on Facebook I listed my political affiliation as a Republicratarian, just because, you know, I don't really box myself in with any particular ideology or any particular organization or group. I'm a free thinking individual, very much a free spirit. So I believe what I believe, and I think the way I think, and I come to my own conclusions, not because of the way other people do. And especially if a whole bunch of people are going one way or thinking, acting, doing one thing, I'm usually going another way. So the Obama era, didn't really care too much about politics. A lot of people loved Obama, thought it was the greatest thing ever. Didn't know that much about him at the time. Didn't care too much about things. In 2016, as we were gearing up for the election, I started looking into things, and I came across some information, being someone of a spiritually inclined nature, especially with regards to Jesus and things of Holy Spirit and prophetic nature, that being the idea that God speaks to and through people with regards to what he's doing and what he's up to. Kind of caught wind of a handful of folks that seem to be receiving information that that God had a particular plan for Trump and how he was going to use this guy to accomplish certain things. I believe, you know, in Romans 13, it talks about, you know, submitting to the governing authorities and those authorities being placed there by God. And strongly believe that God is involved in the big picture things in our world, world leaders, interrelationships between nations, that sort of thing. You read a lot of that in the Bible, and even, you know, you read about prophets like Daniel. I'm sure there's some others, but specifically Daniel was speaking to a king who was Babylonian, as the Israelites were in exile. So you have this Nebuchadnezzar, you have this guy who wasn't someone that, you know, worshiped God or was a part of that mindset, but still was being communicated to through the prophet and through dreams that were interpreted to the prophet, through the prophet Daniel, that actually helped all of the people. A particular dream having to do with famine that was coming, and allowed the king to make plans to help everyone, including the Babylonians, including, you know, whatever reach that particular kingdom had at the time. So I strongly believe that, excuse me, God is involved in the inner workings of governments, world leaders, that sort of thing. I caught wind of this information, so I started to look into it. And a lot of these folks were using Isaiah 45 as an example. You have King Cyrus in the Old Testament, talks specifically about God saying to this guy, like, you don't know me, you don't really, you know, God is not really your thing, but I'm going to use you in a powerful way despite this. And so a lot of folks were kind of pointing at the fact that this was going to be the case, that this particular guy was going to be raised up to do this thing. And so I started to pay attention because of that. Now, you might disagree with me. That's fine. Plenty of people do. That's fine. But that's kind of what caught my attention at first. Then I started to pay attention, started watching the debates, and, you know, it was all kinds of stuff that came out, and there's been a lot of divisive things about the nature of his character or these types of things. But then again, there were these kind of prophetic sources that, to me, help ground me. It's like when the noise and the crowd and the herd, if you will, are all going, especially the mainstream media or the megaphone, the people with the loudest voices are saying one thing, I tend to look for and listen for truth or spirit or things to kind of lay my, to put down my anchor on, as opposed to public opinion. Because it can get real sticky really quick. So, anyways, yeah, you know, you have the whole election cycle. Trump gets elected. Now, right about 2017, a friend of mine from Atlanta, who I've always kind of talked, I don't know, esoteric things with, you know, ideas about the Freemasons or secret societies, the deep state, or in Bohemian Grove, or the Illuminati, these types of things I always had in common with this guy. And we kind of dug into a lot of this stuff. I've always kind of been someone that finds that stuff interesting. I like to go down certain rabbit holes. I'm a truth seeker. I look for truth. I'm not looking to jump on board with some wacky theories as much as I'm looking for truth. And sometimes the evidence to me points to things that people would call conspiracies more so than the narrative that you're fed. Because the internet, you have access to all this kind of stuff. Sometimes it makes it hard to see. But to me, if you're someone that's seeking truth, it's there to be found. You just might have to dig a little more. He told me about this phenomenon called Q, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it in the news. It's, again, referred to as conspiracy theories. They've tried to link, you know, mass shooters to a particular board called 8chan, where Q has posted, a place for anonymous people to kind of grab information and do research and this sort of thing. So I go check this out, and I stumble upon guy by the name of Praying Medic, who's a YouTuber. He used to be a somebody who rode in ambulances and was a medic. I can't think of what those people are called at the moment. some kind of little acronym, EM something, I don't know. Rides in the back of ambulances and, you know, picks people up, takes them to the hospital. Also a very prophetically inclined individual, has had many stories of healing people, God working through him to heal people in miraculous ways, and then also very much someone that hears God speak and has dreams. And I'm also someone who has dreams, and definitely heard or have felt the voice of God move me in certain directions. I've never heard an audible voice, but you know, definitely believe that I hear God speak, and more people hear God speak than they would admit. You know, I believe in the scripture that says my sheep know my voice, and I think God communicates a lot of different ways if you're willing to listen and pay attention. But this particular individual was making YouTube videos talking about this Q phenomenon, and basically the premise of the idea of Q is this person or this entity showed up on these anonymous chat boards, research boards, claiming to be of high-level intelligence to the president, and was giving out information to the public, and these Anons, they call them on this board, that are highly skilled, a lot of them researchers that just go out and do all kinds of digging and look to find truth and find, you know, evidence and sources and different things to back up particular findings or information about how things are run with regards to politics or global agendas or the global elite or the bankers or these types of the behind the scenes look. And Praying Medic is doing these decodes on these Q posts, and essentially there's a lot of here's my understanding on what's going on here. Based off of this and based off of a lot of other research, for the last three or more presidencies, and maybe even longer than that, there has been an agenda in place called the New World Order that we've been moving towards. That's been put in place by the elite of this world, the globalist bankers. You hear names thrown around like Rockefeller, Rothschild, Paysure. Essentially, there are these elite bloodlines that are interested in running and controlling the world, and you know, are kind of operating at this like 100,000 foot view and can manipulate markets. George Soros, they can manipulate markets. They can manipulate and blackmail politicians. Actor, I mean, like, it's a scheme to manipulate and enslave the masses that has been put in place and was supposed to be carried out by the election of Hillary Clinton. And that didn't work because they didn't see Trump coming, and they didn't see, you know, Hillary Clinton referred to the basket of deplorables, right? So you have these elite on the East Coast of New York and the West Coast of California who forgot the fact that most of this country, middle class, working, blue collar, God-fearing Americans who just want to be free and just want to support their families and do their work and don't care about all this kind of, I don't know, elitism, woke, whatever, progressivism that seems to be, you know, on everybody's tongue at the moment, and aren't represented by Hollywood, aren't represented by DC or the mainstream media. And so this plan was being put into place, I believe, you know, and according to Q, and again, do your own research. Don't take what I'm saying as truth. Go in for yourself. You can go to QAnon.pub. You can go watch Praying Medic has great videos. In the Matrix with three X's has some great videos. I'll put some links that you can check out for yourself. And to my understanding, there were some military generals that caught wind, like Mike Flynn, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones, that caught wind of some suspicious activity regarding, I think, a database through the NSA or some search terms or some searching that was going on, accessing of private data through maybe the Obama administration, and became alarmed at this. And to my understanding, you have a whole bunch of political candidates, a whole bunch of former presidents, and politicians that were bought and paid for by these global elite, and involves corruption of the CIA, Department of Justice, the FBI, and what you had is this coup attempt that probably started with Obama, involved Hillary Clinton, involved John Brennan, involved James Comey, James Clapper, and an attempt to spy and weaponize the intelligence, global intelligence, not only U.S. intelligence, but global intelligence against a duly elected president. There was a few others. I think Ted Cruz camp. There's a handful of campaigns that were spied on using the FISA court on FISA application that was illegally obtained using falsified information that was paid for by Hillary Clinton, the Steele dossier, paid for by the DNC, again, I could be wrong about some of these things, but essentially you have this global elite trying to put in place a plan to destroy America. They don't want people that are free. They don't want people that are free thinking. They want to control your thinking. They want to enslave you so they can stay in power. And this plan was thwarted by this guy who came along that, unfortunately for them, they didn't own. And the way they're able to own and blackmail a lot of these people is through people like Jeffrey Epstein. So you see what you see with Jeffrey Epstein is this guy. He has this billionaire status lifestyle and is connected to the royal family, is connected to Hollywood, is connected to DC. I mean, the list is long. Has this private island, is involved in sex trafficking and exploitation of young girls. Is connected to the Clinton, I think was even said to be a co-founder of a Clinton Foundation. There's evidence that the Clinton Foundation is potentially involved in human trafficking. I mean, the rabbit hole goes deep, and I'm kind of a, I'm a big picture kind of guy. I'm a story guy, so I don't really retain details so much as I do kind of the big picture stuff. So you won't hear a lot of facts and figures and numbers and dates and stuff like that. For me, I'm more of a big picture. You can do as much digging as you want. But essentially what you have is a guy, Donald Trump, who's, you know, has a certain expertise business-wise, but also is not involved and is not blackmailable, is not bought and manipulated by these same folks. So he becomes a threat to this plan, and they didn't think that Hillary would lose. They just thought they had it in the bag. So this spying operation was just an insurance plan, and they never thought she would lose, so they were sloppy. And so what they have done since then is essentially projection of all of their crimes, what you've seen over the last 3 years, this effort to get Trump out, this effort to get everyone to say all these things about Trump or to hate Trump, all of this, it's all manufactured because they're trying to direct your attention against the true enemy. Trump is not your enemy. If anything, the ones that you think are for you are actually very much against you and are involved in probably one of the most incredible scandals of all time, involving the on a very high level, including probably some, you know, people you respect and revere, are connected to this global child trafficking scandal. It involves Planned Parenthood, because a lot of these traffickers are able to allow their young sex slaves to have abortions. There's also a lot of money to be made selling of body parts, baby organs from these places. I mean, it's really disgusting, a lot of what's going on. So with regards to Q, what has happened is you have what's essentially a military psyop intelligence operation of broadcasting truth to the public kind of in a coded fashion that allows the public to do the research and put the pieces together, that encourages free thinking, that encourages, you know, there's been several posts of scriptures, of, you know, this idea of where we go one, we go all. This is not just a movement and not just an awakening of the U.S., but it's a global awakening. You see these things happening in France, all over the world. There's these populist uprisings happening because of this Trump phenomenon, which is this guy who's fighting for the people, like really fighting for the people. And so you see these rallies happening, and the support that he has is because he really is doing things that are benefiting the majority of people that live in this country, which is blue collar, working class families, regardless of race. You know, and you have these objective stats, like the lowest ever unemployment for Black and Hispanic. You have the highest job numbers of all time, the highest economy numbers of all time. You have the highest stock market numbers of all time. You have these peaceful relationships with North Korea, getting us into better trade deals with these other countries that better benefit the U.S. And these other countries want this as well. They want leaders that are going to do this for them as well. So what you see is this global awakening, and on this Q board, it's very much referred to as the Great Awakening. And a lot of what you've seen transpire over the last few years, all of us that follow Q have known about all the Epstein stuff we knew about a couple years back, all of the impeachment stuff, the things they were using against him, the people that are at play in this, the William Barr, Durham, I'm trying to think of some of the other people that are investigating these things. We've been given kind of behind the scenes information about, because the mainstream media is the propaganda arm of the left and is lying to you on a regular basis. They're telling you what to think. They are projecting a narrative because they're told, they're owned, they're bought and paid for, and they're told what to tell you every day so that you don't think for yourself and do your own research and find out what's actually going on and who the true enemy is. All this raging in the streets, all this protesting, if you actually found out what was going on and who was involved, as Q says, it wouldn't be safe for them to walk down the streets. And you might be at this point going like, well, who is this Q? What is Q? To my understanding, it's a group of people, three non-military or three military and seven, I can't remember. But essentially it's a group or a collective, that is involved in an intelligence operation. There's been several what's called Q proofs, that are now at this point mathematically impossible to be coincidental, that coincide with the president's tweets and images taken from Air Force One or within the Oval Office, or there's all these kind of ways that Q has given to us anons that follow it to prove its legitimacy, to trust, so we don't get persuaded by public opinion and public hysteria and all these ways that the mainstream media or politicians try and manipulate the narrative and get you fearful or get you, you know, hey, look over here, don't look over here, talking about Russia. There's all kinds of ways that they like to manipulate your thoughts, manipulate the way that you see the world, and prevent you from seeing the truth. Because if you ever did, they would be in trouble and they would be out of a job. These efforts by Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, Schiff, all of their efforts to get rid of Trump and to point at his connections to Ukraine is because all of them are connected to Ukraine. Biden's kids, Pelosi's kids, John Kerry, I think his kids, they're all connected. They're all this kind of back channel, you know, power plays with money being donated to foundations that then gets kicked around and used. There's a lot of big things at play here, but a lot of it is being shut down. A lot of these child trafficking lanes that are all over the world in Saudi Arabia or Haiti or the Cayman Islands or even in the United States are being shut down, which is why they're talking about the border wall, because that's a huge source of human trafficking, child trafficking. And this is a multi-billion dollar industry with a high demand and high supply. I'm going to try and get some names. There's a guy who's doing a film right now and waking. There's a lot of, information coming out about this stuff. You have Harvey Weinstein and his connection. You have the Nixon scandal, the Nixium, the sex cult out of LA involving Allison Mack. These are all ways that it is funneled and connected to Hollywood. And a lot of Hollywood is run and power maintained by a bunch of sick, twisted pedophiles, dude. A lot of Satan-worshipping Luciferian pedophiles that do a lot of crazy stuff and stay in power in a lot of crazy ways. And their ability to stay in power is dependent on you staying blind, staying mentally enslaved, and asleep to what's actually going on. So this Q phenomenon, this operation, you know, this Trump phenomenon, in which, you know, he actually has a direct line to the people through his Twitter account. A lot of people don't like that he tweets, but that is the way that he's able to communicate to the public by going around the mainstream media, because they are working overtime to make sure you don't see what's actually going on. But the truth is coming out. Now, if you can imagine, now let me put this in a grander perspective. My understanding is this is a potentially, like on a spiritual level, this is a, you're talking about a demonic, satanic stronghold that has been in place for maybe thousands of years, maybe even going back to Egyptian days, you know, or Babylonian days. I mean, a lot of this stuff that you see in the Bible, you hear them talk about Moloch or Baal, these gods that they sacrificed their children to. A lot of this is still going on. A lot of this is still very much alive and well. A lot of these folks are involved in satanic practices, Luciferian practices, child sacrifice, blood sacrifice. I mean, this is not pretend stuff. You know, a lot of these Hollywood and entertainment business elite flashing all these things in music videos and in movies, symbolism. They're very much done because of that's what they're into. I mean, it all goes back to Egyptian mysticism. You know, secret societies trying to I don't know. I mean, control and manipulate and maintain power. It's the idea that you yourself can become a god, that you are a god, you are in charge of your own fate, you know, the kind of Luciferian principle of do as thou wilt or do what thou wilt should be the whole of the law, you know, this kind of godless idea of I can become a god, I can be enlightened, I can be, illuminated. And the ways that you play that game to power and fame on that side of things is very different to how you play the game on the light side of light and love and self-sacrifice and service. So what you're seeing right now is the dismantling, I believe, of a stronghold of a satanic kingdom that has been working through those that allow its power to be harnessed and that agenda to be moved along. Their involvement in carrying out these particular plans and moving society in a certain way, moving things toward a globalist agenda rather than sovereign nation. You know, the idea of America is threatening to this globalist idea, because the idea of America is the idea of freedom and liberty, one nation under God. So you have, for the first time, you have this kind of, this idea of complete and utter freedom guided by moral servitude to a higher power, this governing of self, which is the only way that freedom truly works. There's this idea of freedom that you can do whatever you want. There's no consequences. Then this other idea of true freedom, which is one that is governed by spirit, governed by morality, with God. Sorry, there's like a spider dropping from the ceiling. With God as creator, God as father, and God as the one who is ultimately leading us collectively, cosmically, towards a certain place. And this particular agenda is working against it. And so what you see here with Trump phenomenon is you see this individual who clearly has God's power behind him, because of look at the way that how successful he has been despite everything that has been put against him. You're talking about the entire mainstream media weaponized against him. All of Hollywood, all of the entertainment business went weaponized against him. All of the global elite weaponized against this guy, and they can't take him down. And, you know, a lot of the complaints about Trump are with regards to his character or things he said, which most of which are taken out of context. There's still a lot of people using that. I think it was Charlottesville conversation in which he said there are good people on both sides, and people use that to say that he's a white supremacist, which in the clip itself he denounces and speaks against white supremacy or Nazism or these types of ideas. It's just not true. And, you know, with regards to his character, the clip, you know, 10 or 12 years ago, and he said, you know, grab the women by the whatever. Number one, I mean, if you grab the clip, there's some stuff I said 10 years ago, you could probably find whatever. And I would venture to say that's the case with you too. People change. I mean, that's number one. He may have said that then and might be different now. Like, that's one argument. The second argument is, that was a private conversation. You know, you and I should be afforded the ability to have private conversations, and things we say in private be held to private. There's things you say in private that are in confidence in things you say in public, you know. Now, it's not to condone that behavior or that idea, but, you know, it's just to have a rational, logical conversation about these things. If these couple instances are what you're using to defame somebody's character, well, it's like, apply the same standard to yourself, number one. Number two, what about grace? What about forgiveness? And I'm interested in judging somebody not by what they say, but what they do. And so far what he's done, it's been far greater than any president's been able to achieve. And you can go to the record and see that. I mean, it's not a matter of opinion. Like, facts are facts, figures are figures, statistics are statistics. Now, you may not like the guy, that's fine. But you have to have the ability to look at this objectively. And I think once you see what I'm talking about here, which is this bigger picture, which is there's something greater going on here. There is an attack and a dismantling of a decades-old power structure that has been put in place to enslave you and keep you uneducated, to keep you in the dark about where these entities have been moving us slowly but surely. And thank God that this person has come along to protect us from what we now see the left really wants. I mean, they want open borders. They want abortion up to the point of birth and after. You have socialist candidates. You have, I mean, just absolutely outlandish ideas of where this country should be taken that do not represent the whole, which is why you see so many people showing up at these Trump rallies. This phenomenon is because I think they've forgotten about the grassroots, the roots of America and who actually the majority in this country is. So if you see this from the 30,000 foot view, all of a sudden you kind of start to understand why. I mean, number one, everybody loved Trump before he ran for president. All kinds of black folks loved Trump. I mean, you can find pictures of, you know, all the people that slander him. I mean, he was on Oprah. He was on all these talk shows. People used to love Trump until all of a sudden he became a threat to this global power structure and corruption. You know, he ran on draining the swamp. He's doing drastic measures with regards to investigating corruption, stopping child trafficking, that involves a lot of these big players, and they don't want this to be brought to the light. So if you understand these things, all of a sudden you can see why they hate him, why they spent $30 million trying to come up with some stuff linking him to Russia or Putin or Ukraine, but weren't able to find anything because there's nothing there. Same thing with the impeachment effort. It's their only effort to protect themselves from being outed. But in order to what I believe that he's doing, which is restoring justice, restoring the rule of law, and restoring faith in our government, is he has to, in order to prosecute and in order to bring corrupt people to justice on a large scale, well, you have to have judges who aren't corrupt. You have to have politicians who aren't corrupt. You have to have a FBI is not corrupt and a Department of Justice that's not corrupt and the CIA is not corrupt. So first you have to clean all of these agencies that have 100% been a part of these illegal and corrupt activities. And it requires time and energy and strategy. And you're talking about somebody that, you know, wrote The Art of the Deal, which is based off The Art of War. I mean, like, people underestimate Trump and they say he's, you know, an idiot, but I think he's a lot smarter than people give him credit for. And a lot of what he tweets, you know, it may seem ridiculous or ignorant or any number of things, but he knows what he's doing. He's poking and prodding the bear. If you read The Art of War and Warfare, there are tactics to get your enemies to make mistakes, to get your enemies to deploy ammunition and waste ammunition. And so what you see here is with this Q operation and informing the public and Trump and the potential of him, his involvement with military advisors that have formulated a plan to weed out this corruption, you know, according to Q, they have it all. They have the server that, you know, Hillary hid 33,000, tried to wipe 33,000 emails, you know, the Uranium One scandal, like them selling national security information to China. I mean, like, there's a lot of stuff that has been done that, that would be considered treasonous. But in order to carry out this plan, it takes careful planning. It takes strategy. It takes, a psyop, psychological operation to convey information to the public so that the whole thing doesn't collapse. If you have a public that wakes up too quickly or, you know, finds out that all their heroes are all involved in trafficking little children, all of a sudden you have potential riots and mass chaos on your hands. So there's a much bigger thing going on here than what is being sold to you on a daily basis, which is why it takes critical thinking. It takes doing your own research. There's all kinds of alternative news out there. People have just been asleep for years and years because the information they've been sold is carefully crafted to keep you asleep. You have a mainstream media. You have a mass communication device called the TV. You know, you have a TV that is owned by the entire world is run by like six corporations. Everything is owned by like six corporations. So they own the TVs that you're watching. They own the news channels and the channels that are broadcasting the information. They own the record labels. They own the movie studios. They own the food that they're selling you through the TVs. I mean, and they know how to sell it to you, to speak to your most vulnerable emotional states. There's a book called Propaganda by Edward Bernays. And Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew. Sigmund Freud did a lot of research on psychoanalysis and the primal urges as to why we do the things we do, why we make the decisions we make, and getting to kind of the emotional under subconscious level of why we make decisions. And Edward Bernays took this information, this research, sold it to businesses and governments, basically teaching them how to manipulate and move mass opinion or mass thought. One of the examples of this was, I want to say in the 40s or 50s or whatever period of time before women started smoking. You know, you watch Mad Men or whatever, and you have primarily you just have a population of men that are smokers, and you have Edward Bernays who goes to this cigarette company, maybe it was Marlboro, I don't know, and says basically you're missing out on a half of your target market, and pitches them this idea of, well, this is how you get women to smoke, right? So they staged this whole thing where they got a handful of women to walk down the street, this PR campaign, smoking cigarettes with signs that say, you know, freedom torches, right? So all of a sudden they identify these cigarettes as an element symbolic of freedom, liberation for women. Boom. All of a sudden you have women smoking cigarettes. Why? Because they used a form of media to convey a message, to speak to your desire for freedom, liberty, and the way to do it is to smoke a cigarette. And there you go. The rest is history. And this is done every day. through commercials. You know, what is Coca-Cola selling you? They're not selling you a fizzy, bubbly drink. They're selling you happiness. What is a car company selling you? Well, it depends. You know, exhilaration, sometimes sex. I mean, what are beer companies selling you? Sex. A lot of it is, you know, buy this product, buy this house, buy this car, do this thing, and women will sleep with you. Or nowadays, there's all kinds of other ways with regards to wokeness or identifying with a particular ideology to show your progressivism. It's kind of this virtue signaling of like identifying yourself with some sort of ideology that makes you enlightened. Or I guess all I'm saying is there's a way to manipulate you without you knowing it and think that it's your idea. And it's well researched and it's well executed, and it's the entire thing is run by a handful of corporations. Now, I'm not trying to demonize the whole thing, because, you know, I think in a capitalistic society, it's buyer beware. It's your job to be educated, and it's your job to make the appropriate choices and let your buying habits dictate. You know, these companies wouldn't thrive if you didn't buy this stuff. So that, you know, until the public is awakened to these ideas, or kind of the man behind the curtain, they're just going to continue with business as usual, which has happened. So it's like for the last 20, 30 years, everybody thinks, oh, we can trust CNN, NBC, MSNBC, even Fox News. I'm not saying, you know, I think there's some good. I think Sean Hannity, I think John Solomon, there's a handful of reporters right now that seem to be on the trail of what I think is actually truth, backed up by evidence, that is slowly coming out bit by bit. But people have just trusted these sources as truth. They're like, oh, they're just telling me the truth. They've trusted their politicians. They've trusted these people to have their interest in mind, and they've managed to stay in power. You know, it's like Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, they've been in their current job for like 30, 40 years. These are career politicians, and a lot of their tactics to maintaining power have to do with keeping you enslaved mentally, this victimhood, you know, so that you'll vote for them so that they'll save you. You know, it's like if you put your faith in government, then they have to continue to stay in power to continue to providing you the things that you need. And it's their job to get you to think that you need those things so they can stay in power. So this phenomenon, to me, I believe it's one of the greatest times in history ever, because I think whether you like Trump or not, the thing that's happening right now is actually in your favor. It's a great awakening. It's the uncovering of the veil that has hidden the minds of the people to the crimes and to the real criminals and to the real evil that has been at work. I think it's a dismantling of a kingdom that's been in place for a long time. And I think we're headed somewhere good, despite all of the information to the contrary. Everything seems to be, oh, you know, this is terrible. Trump is single-handedly, you know, destroying America. It's like Roger Waters the other day from Pink Floyd is like talking about how Trump's a tyrannical dictator who's a mass murderer. I'm like, What are you talking about? Like, this idea that like 70 million people or whatever that voted for Trump, or probably greater now, that support him, are all white supremacists, they're all racist, they're all, you know, it's just not logical thinking. It's emotionally driven. It's irrational. That's kind of the angle. If they can get you outraged, if they can get you thinking with your emotions and allowing your feelings to dictate, they own you. But if you start thinking for yourself and thinking rationally and doing your own research, there's tons of alternative media. There's tons, especially with YouTube and Periscope and Twitter. There's all kinds of information out there that allows you to stay educated and do your own research. And I'll post some links to some of the ones that I follow. You can follow me on Twitter. That's probably the best place to get kind of the day-to-day news that I follow and retweet and repost that I feel like is a glimpse at, you know, all of the things that a lot of the people that, like myself, and it's millions, it's globally that follow Q, that have been granted access to this information. They've known about all this stuff. They've just been waiting for it to come, which is like justice, finally. Justice for those who are the ones that are corrupt. And I'm not privy to one party or another. I am interested in justice for all. I'm interested in blind justice. I'm interested in no one being above the law. I'm interested in the rule of law. And I think it's necessary so that we can have faith in our government, have faith in those that we have elected to work on our behalf, because that's really what they're there to do. We voted for them. We're putting them in office. We're paying them with our tax dollars. They're supposed to be representing us, not their own interest, not enriching themselves by selling us out. Essentially, that's what these people have done. They've sold us out, and there'll be plenty of evidence coming out just to show just how drastically they've done this. So that's a little information about what I think is going on that hopefully gives you a better idea. When you see all these people raging against Trump, you can understand why. It's because he poses a threat, an existential threat to the power structure and the corruption that's been covered up for many, many years. And I think there's more of that to come. I think you're going to start to see people prosecuted and indicted, and truth ultimately come out to light. I'm tired of people being lied to and being enslaved mentally by a system that's not interested in your freedom. And ultimately, what do I have to gain by telling you this information? The potential of helping to wake you up to something that maybe you never thought of before, that then all of a sudden empowers you, that gives you an inside look as to what actually is going on. Would I stand to lose being made fun of and called a conspiracy theorist or a loony or whatever? Which is fine. I'm happy to take that risk for the sake of bringing people into what I believe is the truth. And ultimately, I hope that you do your own research, come to your own conclusions, become a free-thinking individual. That's ultimately what I hope, is to help break away some of these mental chains that you've been under without knowing it, because you trust these entities and organizations and systems that have been put in place that are being dismantled at the moment. So, love to hear your thoughts. Send me an email, comment below. Reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, and happy to have a dialogue about things I may not be privy to, or information that you have that I've missed, or other parts of the conversation. So hope you've enjoyed this. This has been my thoughts on this and also on that. Catch you next time.